Good morning, Yishkoach to everyone who participates in this amazing Erev Shabbos Kol. A special thank you to Josh and Suri Koenig, who sponsored in memory of Rav Shimon ben Rav David and Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef, our learning Shviel Ilu Nishmasam. Of course, all our learning is dedicated in honor of Israel, in honor of our beloved IDF soldiers, as a merit for their safe and secure return, for those who are on the front lines. And as always, our learning is also Leunishmas Esther Tilabas Gabriel Pinchas. What I want to do this morning is share a very interesting sugya that I saw, which is very halacha lemaisa, and I think I also has some fascinating hashkafa alongside with it. And then at the end, instead of doing two separate inyanim, we're going to tie it directly into the parsha with a beautiful idea from the Bas Ayin. So that's kind of the trajectory of what we're going to do this morning. So the pasuk in this week's parsha tells us V'yatar lo Hashem, that Hashem listens to him, that Yitzchak and Rivka are davening for children. And the pasuk says, Vayatar lo. Lo means to him. So Rashi says, based on that, I don't know. So Rashi says, based on I found it on my shelf, right? De'eino doma tfila sadik ben rasha, le'tfila sadik ben sadik. Why does Hashem listen to the tfila of Yitzchak and not the tfila of Rivka? So says Rashi, it's to show us that it's eino doma. You can't compare the prayer of a tzaddik, a righteous person who's the child of a righteous person, namely Yitzchak, who's the son of Avram. You can't compare that to Rivka, who, even though she's a tzaddik, she is the child of a rasha, and therefore, says Rashi, based on the Gemara Nivamos, Hashem listens to the tefillah of Yitzchak and not the tefillah of Rivka. That is Rashi. So he quotes here, based on the Ravid Hazav, which again, I looked up, but I didn't start making fancy photocopies. Mikan Amru Hamorim. Diyesh livchor liraid lifnei ateva, tzadik ben tzadik yoser mitzadik ben rasha. Says the Sefer Ravid HaZahav that this halach l'maisa, that when we go to choose balei tefillah, when we go, we have our meeting, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, we meet in the summer, a few people on the ritual committee, and we outline who the balei tefillah are going to be for the Yom Narayim. So says the Ravid HaZahav, we have to look at everyone's yichus. We don't just look at them. Who could I pick on here? I could pick on Binyamin. I feel very, because his father's here. That's why I could pick on Binyamin. Right? So when we go and we decide, should Binyamin daven for the Amud or should Binyamin not daven for the Amud? Oh, so Binyamin's father is here, happens to also be a tzaddik. So Binyamin's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. So therefore, Binyamin can go before a teva. But Chaim Yankel, whose father was not such a tzaddik, he's, you know, so him we can't have, so is that what we do? Says Ravid HaZahav, exactly. That's exactly what we have to do. We have to go person by person and look at the yichus. We have to look at not just who they are, not just whether they have the proper kavana and they have a good voice and they're going to be mat'im for the community, but we have to look at their father, who their ancestry was as well. The Tur, based on this, has a very wild comment. So the Tur, of course, is the son of the Rush. So he quotes the Rush here. And you have it not fully quoted, so I'm going to read you the full extent, but if you want to just read the shrunken version, you can read on the sheets that I have here. But he says, V'zeh lashon Adoni Avi. Adoni Avi is the Rush. B'tshuva. Masha kasavta shenagu be'ele makomos limnos bizuye ha'mishpachos l'shiach tzibor. Apparently in the time of the Rush, they didn't do what we should be doing. They didn't. They had people davening for the Yamud who didn't have good yichus, who came from suspect families. V'yesh b'davar b'zeh Bizoi mitzvah. Kilo enu kedailam yuchasim shebisrael. Ela kasharim nus. He says, it's a bizayon. How could you do that? It's not like you're choosing a doctor. When I go to my doctor, I don't care who my doctor's father is. I don't care who my doctor's mother is. I want a good doctor. So he says, but shliach tzibor is not like that. Because what we're really utilizing is not just the person, but we're utilizing, there's chosavos. We're utilizing the merit of their forefathers. And therefore he says, it's a bizayon. You treat it like any other business. The Rush says, I'm also very upset that they have all these Amaratzim. They have people who don't know what they're doing being a Chazan. But the Rush says, I'm not worried about you. Why? So this is the key. He says, let's say you have someone who's from a suspect family, but he is a tzaddik. So says the Rush, Tov lekarev mizera rechokim. you should dafka have that person daven. In other words, opposite what Rashi says. Rashi had said that you should only choose a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Comes along the Rosh and says, no, that I want to make the argument that all I care about is the guy standing in front of me. And I can even make the argument it's better if he's a tzaddik ben Rasha. He's the righteous person, he's a child of a Rasha. Why? Because tov lekarev mizer rechokim. Because we want to bring him closer. We want to embrace that person. Shenemar, shalom, shalom, larachok, velarakarov. He says, because we're supposed to bring people closer.
Can you? First dimension.
Did I mess that up?
No, you
didn't. Oh, I did it right. Larachok, velarakarov. And then karov. Right, exactly. Thank you. Right, so he says, dafka, we're supposed to embrace this person. So if I go to Chaim Yankel and I say, Chaim Yankel, 1 second, even though you're amazing and you're learned and you have a beautiful voice and you're Merutza Lakol, but your father was a... So how do you think Chaim Yankel... Do you think that's going to make him feel closer to Judaism or farther away from Judaism? It's going to make him farther away. Says the Rosh, I'm supposed to go to Chaim Yankel. I'm supposed to embrace him. And therefore, I'm supposed to dafka, have him daven first. That was the tshuva of the Rosh. Yeah.
I was thinking that,
Let's develop a little bit, and then you can ask your Shilas. By the way, the Rush, the tour goes on, and says, "But what am I really upset about?" He says, "I'm not upset about the Yichus." That's the part that's quoted here. But then he stops quoting. But if you look on the tour, it says a wild. For those Chazanim in here, you'll appreciate this. He says, "You know what I'm really upset about? I'm really upset not about the guy's Yichus. I'm really upset about the guy who cares more about his voice than about leading the Tzipor." Doesn't happen in our shul, but I've been in shuls before where a guy gets up to daven, and it's very clear he's more interested in hearing himself than what anyone else cares about, the tunes that he's using, right? The guy's up there for the kavod, for the honor, and he's draying on, and everyone else is fiddling. He says, that's what I'm upset about. That's not the role of a chazan. The role of a chazan is a shaliach tzibor. He represents the tzibor. The whole point is to get the tzibor into it. Okay, that's the Rush. So the Rush says that dafka, the opposite, that we should embrace this person. Now, what's unclear, based on Dr. Oppenheimer's comment, is he noted that it says, larachok vilakarov. That first it says to the person who's distant, and then the person who's close. And based on that, we see that you're supposed to embrace this tzaddik ben Rasha. What is the case we're talking about here? Are we talking about a case where you only have one chazan? Or are we talking about a case where you have two chazanim? You have a chazan that's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, a chazan that's a tzaddik ben Rasha, you get to make the choice. We thought up until now you should choose the tzaddik ben tzaddik, the righteous person, the child of a righteous person, comes along the tour and says, no, even though you have the choice, you should choose the tzaddik ben Rasha. Is that what we're talking about? Or are we talking about a case where you have one chazan and he's a tzaddik ben Rasha? Do I have to go and look for a tzaddik ben tzaddik because the tzaddik ben Rasha is not good enough? What do you think the case was that the Torah was talking about, that the Rush was talking about? So it's a bigger chiddush to say that when you have both of them. So if you look in the Yam Shel Shlomo, now I'm back in your source sheet. He says the Yam Shel Shlomo, which is all again quoted on the page, he says, Kasa B'divrei HaRash, Dafka, second paragraph, fourth underline I have on that page, Dafka Im Ein Chazan Kamohu. In other words, it's not that you have two equal chazanim, and now you make a values choice. It's you have one really, 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 really good chazan, and he happens to be a tzaddik ben Rasha. And then you have a really, 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 really bad chazan who just happens to be a tzaddik ben tzaddik. And now you have to make a decision. Am I going to choose the quote-unquote better chazan who has a bad yichus, or the worse chazan that has a better yichus? That's a less of a chiddush. However, if you look in the next paragraph, the Taz does not say that. The Taz, where you have, again, here.
So he's arguing with his father-in-law.
He's, in what way?
Taz is the son-in-law of the
Bach. Yeah, well, see, you'll see, right? So, ulama Taz kasav, this we have the exact lashon, le'anias daiti, mitekasav arash, tov lekarev mizera rechoki, that it's better to bring in, to embrace this tzaddik ben Rasha, this person who's a little bit further away, shma mina sheyish kan od mizera. In other words, from the fact that it says tov lekarev, that it's better means what?
Choice.
That there's a choice, that there's an alternative. So the Taz says, no, the Torah is even teaching us a bigger chiddush, that I have a choice. I have two amazing, incredible chazanim. Each of them has a beautiful voice. Each of them is going to sing nigunim that everyone's going to understand. They are exactly on the same level. There's only one difference. one's father was a righteous person, one's father was not a righteous person. And says the Taz that the Chiddush of the Tur in the name of the Rush was that even though they are otherwise completely equal, it's better to choose the Tzaddik ben Rasha than the Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. What's your question on the Taz? Because it's like a bombshell, hit you in the face question. What's your question on the Taz?
The Parsha.
It's against Rashi. Rashi specifically says, why does Hashem listen to Yitzchak's tefillah and not Rivka's tefillah? Because Rashi, according to the Gemara, says that it's better to have a tzaddik ben tzaddik, a righteous son of the righteous, than a tzaddik ben Rasha. That's why Hashem listens to Yitzchak, not to Rivka. The Taz just said the exact opposite. The Taz just said, no, the exact opposite. That it's better to have the Rivka in this situation. Why? Because we want to embrace Rivka. We want to bring Rivka closer. But that's not what Rashi says. So how is the Taz directly going against the comment of Rivka?
The situation in the Parsha is not about who you're appointing to be the Shliach Tzibur. We're just saying who's going to be. It might be true that Tzadik and Tzadik is answered first. And the same thing with the Chazanim, but we would still rather place the position of the Tzadik Ben Rasha to bring him closer to the Tzibur.
So Morty's making a good point, right? So Morty's point is that we combine two sources. Source number one was Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak's in that corner, Rivka's in that corner. Hashem says, I'm going to answer Yitzchak before Rivka. We, based on the Ravida Zahav, made a halachic application of that and said, based on that, we should choose the better of the Chazanim, right? But Morty, what I think you're saying, and I'm going to like take you at the 5 yard, I'm going to take you to the 2 yard line, okay? Is that those cases are not comparable. Because what were Yitzchak and Rivka doing? Who were they davening for?
Themselves.
They were in a room by themselves. We made an extrapolation based on that if you're leading the Tzibur. Those are two very different cases. And we'll see that one of the answers, that's where it's going to boil down to.
What he's saying is that what Hashem prefers is our parasha. And what us as peoples are supposed to be doing for our Tzibur is a whole separate thing.
So what's the difference? Don't we want what Hashem's going to hear better, quote unquote?
No, we have to do what is appropriate within Jewish philosophy and
So what makes it, in other words, even if it's against what we're told is going to cause Hashem to hear our tefillah, what makes it better in Jewish philosophy then? That's the question. So we have to, but we have to, you know, there is.
Why?
Because if Rashi tells us that Hashem's answering Yitzchak's tefillah first, because it's Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, it's more effective. You're saying, but ashkafically, tov lekarev, that's better. But don't we want the tefillah? Why does that value override the effectiveness of our tefillahs? I would want a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik in that case. I would say, go to Rabbi Brody's outreach in a different, but don't affect my tefillah. I need my tefillah answered. I'm going to compromise my tefillah being answered.
No different than kavod abrius is sometimes docha halacha.
So why is it docha though? We would have to figure that out. We don't have a source that says it. So the Taz feels that way, but we have to figure out why the Taz feels that way.
Maybe the contrast is not so stark. Maybe you can just say he's not a type in Russia. He's a type in the Stami. The other one is
so. Doctor Eimer Dapanaben either looked ahead or he was mechavin. Which one? Looked ahead. Okay, so the Mishnah Berura says exactly what Dr. Oppenheimer says. The Mishnah Berura, when he brings down this whole sukkah, so he writes a one-liner. First of all, it happens to be, if you ever daven for the Amud, you should go through these halachas. It's amazing. We think, you know, you put a guy up there for Kabbalah Shabbos, you put a guy up there for Shachar, a guy up there for Musaf. When you read these halachas, you realize the importance that Chazal place on the Shliach Tzibur. There's a reason why they call him not a shaliach tzibur, that he's representing the tzibur in tefillah, and there's an amazing power in that. There's an amazing responsibility, an awesome responsibility in that, and that's why there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, 26 seifim, that go through the criteria of what you're supposed to choose, ideally, in a shaliach tzibur, because of that representation of the tzibur. Anyways, I digress. The Mishnah Berurah writes, okay, She'ein malas ashliach tzibur taloi b'yichos mishpacha. De'afilu himhim u'mishpacha b'zuya v'tzarek tov l'karev mizer rechokim ritzono lomar gam kein rak she'eino miyuchas avimimokam rak makom ein aviv rasha. Who are we talking about in the second case? So on the one hand we have a tzarek ben tzarek. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're not talking about a guy whose father was Mamish a Rasha. We're talking about a guy whose father was...
A regular Pasha.
In other words, he wasn't a tzaddik, but he also wasn't a Rasha. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah gets out of it. Mishnah Berurah says the Taz wasn't talking about a case of where the father was really a Rasha, because if it was, then we'd have to apply Rashi. Then we'd have to kick him out. The Taz was talking about a case where his father was a Stamayid. He wasn't a Tzaddik, he wasn't a Rasha, and in that case where he's kind of Parav, that's when the Halacha becomes a little fungible, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's when we're allowed to allow him to be a Chazan. Who likes that answer? Who's satisfied with that answer? Not me. So that's why you have to turn the page. So if you turn the page, he quotes here the Baal Levushei Srad, which offers a magnificent, really a magnificent, we're going to see two magnificent pshatim here. First of all, he says, top of the back page there, Rotza lomar Hashem Yisbarach Yira HaKavana Shel Atzibur She'osim Zos Kedei Lekarev Lo'oso Zera. What does Hashem pay attention to? And Shlomo, I think this is in line a little bit with what you were suggesting. What does Hashem pay attention to? So Hashem gets to make the rules, right? When we say Hashem, it's more effective. What does that mean? I don't know what makes tefillah effective. It's up to Hashem. He gets to make the rules. So one rule is that a tzaddik ben tzaddik makes a tefillah effective. But says the Levushei Srad that there's another rule. And the other rule is, what was the kavana of the tzibor in appointing that shaliach tzibor? Now, so when we ask Binyamin to daven, what is our kavana in asking Binyamin to daven? He says...
Finish by
1 p.m. 1 p.m.? Have you been in the social? 11:15, 11:20? Ki tzadik ben tzadik yiskarev me'atzmo. A tzadik ben tzadik speaks for himself. V'al yedeze mekabel kadosh baruch hu tefilas ha'yoser, and therefore his tefilas effective. Kilomar hazchus ha'gedola. Shemakrivim li'ish mimishpacha she'eino haguna hagoremes l'shipuro v'chizuko shel atzadik hazeh adifus mitfilas tzadik ben tzadik. What is he saying? Exactly what you said. In other words, the value of the tzibor choosing to be mekarev someone, the value of the tzibor making a decision that it's so important for us that this guy feels embraced by the community and that this guy feels embraced by our tzibor, that value is so important to us that we want him to daven. Hashem looks at that and says, if that was your kavana, if your kavana in choosing the tzaddik ben Rasha wasn't just that he has a beautiful voice and not just that he's going to get us out by 11:15 and not just that he sings nigunim that everyone knows, but if our kavana was completely lishma, our kavana was, we want this guy to know we love him and we want him to be embraced and we know that he's going to become more lit. If that's the value, says the Levushei Srad, then Hashem looks at that and values that more than the guy being a tzaddik ben tzaddik.
So to paraphrase that a little bit, so the Vayeyaser lo, which meant Hashem turned more to Yitzchak's tefillah, here Hashem will be, this motivation will cause you to turn.
Correct. 100%. Exactly. Exactly. And therefore he says, Chuso gedola v'tfilos mekabelas yoser. You can override, you can compensate for being a tzaddik ben Rasha. What is that? If the tzibor in appointing you, if their kavana was lishma, if they did it because for the right reasons.
Rabbi.
He says, hold on. He says, Aval kan she tzibor miskavning l'kariv es ha-mishpacha she'enu aguna l'avodas Hashem yisbarach. But here, because the tzibor's intention was to bring you closer to Judaism, yesh nachas ruach lefanav yisbarach. That gives Hashem enormous nachas. Me'etzem ha'inyan ad kedei kach. So much so. She'tfilas halazem is kabelas yosir mitfilas sadek ben sadek. Now Hashem says, that tefillah is going to be more effective than the Yitzchak tefillah. Such a beautiful, beautiful interpretation. I think that's exactly what you were saying. Yeah.
What are the requirements of a Baal tefillah that has to be 30 years old? He has to have children.
Yeah.
So the idea is that he'll put his heart into it. So rather than looking at it from the point of view of the tzibor, if you look at it at the point of view of the...
So we'll get to that. We'll get it. So far, give me another... I have another 10 minutes. Okay? So that's the Levushei Srad. The Elia Rabba. In the next paragraph says a little bit different, which I think was along the lines of what Morty was saying. He writes, "Diyesh hevdel ben tefilas yachid kishem espal atzmo, az adiv tzadik ben tzadik, she'aviv atzadik mitzarif l'tefilaso." Knows when I'm alone, I have no zchusim of my own, so I need zchusavos. There, a tzaddik ben tzaddik is more effective.
That was Yitzchak and Rivka.
That was Yitzchak and Rivka. Exactly. Masha'en kein kishu shaliach tzibor. But when we're talking about a shaliach tzibor, l'rabim, ein achisaron sh'aviv rasha. I don't need schus avos. I don't need my father to carry me. What's carrying me there? The tzibor. So if the tzibor is with me, then my own schusim don't matter because the tzibor that's carrying me. But if I'm davening alone, if I'm davening b'yichidus, if I'm davening my house, then you darn well better be a tzaddik ben tzaddik. That was the approach of the Eliyahu Rabbah. So those are some ways that we get out of this problem of the Taz. Remember, the whole question was on the Taz. The Taz says that if you have two guys who are equal, one's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, one's a tzaddik ben Rasha, the Taz says, appoint the tzaddik ben Rasha. We said, wait a second, isn't that a steer in Rashi? So we quoted two ideas. One was that one was a tzibor, one was a yachid. By a yachid, you need schus avos. You need to be a tzaddik ben tzaddik. But when you're a tzibor, it's the power of the tzibor that's carrying. That was one. And the other one was that maybe there's a value that overrides your yichus, and that is the kavana of the community in appointing you. If the kavana of the community was lishma, to draw you closer to Hashem, that gives more nachas ruach to Hashem than being a tzaddik ben tzaddik, and that's how that tefillah can carry you. Based on all this, by the way, if you turn your page, we'll expedite the end a little bit. But he says, this explains the Gemara in Tainus. You see on the last page there, I have an underline on the top there. He says, Divrei Gemara b'Tainus, that there was a time when there was no rain, and Rabbi Elazar goes and davens, and he's not answered. Finally, Rabbi Akiva comes, and Rabbi Akiva is answered. So ask the Torah to Mima, wait a second. Rabbi Akiva was exactly. He was a tzaddik ben Rasha. So how was it that his tefillah was answered first? So he says, based on this, and we now understand, either one of those interpretations makes perfect sense. In other words, if it's that, it's the tzibor. So what do we care about Rabbi Akiva's yichas? If it's about that, the kavana of the tzibor, again, it clearly worked. That's what the Torah Tamima suggests, and you can see that on your own. But again, I thought that was a very, not just a halachic sugya, but a halachic sugya, that's halacha lemaisa, but also has a beautiful insight into the kavana of a tzibor, the role of a shaliach tzibor, and again, directly applies to our parsha. I want to share with you one last piece of machshava. So if you take the singular page that you got, the Bas Ayin deals with our issue as well. And he writes the following beautiful interpretation. He says, hashkafically, why is it that it's tefillah, that the prayer of a tzaddik, the child of a tzaddik, should work better than if your father was a Rasha? Like, that should make us, like in our modern westernized sensitivities, that should be problematic to us, right? That we believe a person stands on their own meritocracy. So what is it? I should be faulted because I'm a Baal Tshuva? I should be faulted? So what does it mean that Hashem answers the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik? Like, hashkafically, that should bother us. So listen to this idea of the Bas Ayin. So beautiful. Right-hand side, you see there's like a little dot right after that dot. He says, Ve'abas Ayin, whose Yurtzeit is coming up. Mivar, when?
Next Shabbos.
Oh. Mivar dinei kadesha sheyiskabel tefillah sa'adam. That in order for a person's tefillah to be accepted, ha'ikar hu lispalo be'anava v'shiflus v'shivron lev. The most important value is that he should be humble, that he should be a little brokenhearted. In other words, that if a person is arrogant, if a person is egotistical, they can't have effective tefillah. A person has to have a real healthy sense of humility in order for his tefillah to be answered. Umevi sham sheshama me'rav zev me'z... Okay, Zitamer. Lefarish masha omrim habocher b'shirei zimra. We say in Yishtabach, first of all, it's worth coming just for this. Habocher b'shirei zimra. She'akadosh baruch hu bocher b'zimra min adam ha'ose es atzmo kishiraim. Right, shirei.
He said, don't read shirei,
shiarim. Right, what is shiarim?
No, he's saying, don't read it shirei zimra, read
shiarim. Yeah, which is what shirayim, exactly. Knows Hashem answers the tefillah of a person who makes himself what shirayim? Like the leftovers. And those, you don't think too much of yourself. You're humble. Bishas hazimra ki ikra kol hu lispala ba'anava. The purpose is to daven with humility. V'alizeizei yiskabel tefilas. V'nei tzadik ben tzadik. So when you're a tzadik ben tzadik, and you come before tefila, so he says, misnaig asmo tamid b'shivri lei b'shiflus ruach ba'anava. The person's humble. Why? Machmas kama ta'ami ma'echad shu margish sheklape aviv eno nechshav l'klum. Because a tzadik ben tzadik, when he goes to davening, what is he thinking to himself? I'm nothing. I'm garnished. My father was a tzaddik. What am I in comparison to my to my father. So he feels bad about himself. Vinish bar libo bekirbo bimnezeva od shutola to koma shutzadik. Who knows where? Rock me koach schuso shalaviv shutzadik. Right? The only reason I'm a tzaddik is I'm riding the coattails of my father. I didn't accomplish anything in myself. I didn't have to work hard for this. I didn't have to change my life for this. Right? So I'm a nothing. I'm garnished, the tzaddik ben tzaddik says. V'lachein, and therefore, because the tzaddik ben tzaddik thinks he's nothing, v'shasha omen lispal, ein mevakej b'schuso klal, rak tola ko b'schus avos. He says, I'm a nothing. He says, Hashem, it's all because of the schus avos. Mashein kein tzaddik ben rasha. By the way, this is such a Hasidic pshat, because what he does is he turns the whole thing on its head. He says, what about a tzaddik ben rasha? Tzaddik ben rasha comes to tefillah. And what does he say? He has changed his entire life. He's changed his entire life. He's worked hard for this. He's broken his teeth over this. Eino yachol liyos be'anava. And therefore he says it's impossible for him to feel that same level of humility. Why? He's actually on a higher level. Because the reason why he's a tzaddik is because he worked hard for this. And he looks at where he came from, and he looks at where he is now, and he says, you know what, I'm actually a little proud of what I've accomplished. I'm proud of the journey that I've taken. I'm proud of all the strides that I've made. And therefore, he's not going to sit there and davening and say it's He says it's not that because I'm only here because my father made me here. No, I'm here because I worked hard and I'm proud of what I've achieved. And the reason why the tzaddik ben tzaddik's davening is more accepted is because he's more brokenhearted. He feels worse about himself. Right? It's totally counterintuitive. It's because he feels worse about himself. Even though the Baal Tshuva is actually on a much higher level, nonetheless, mikol makom, Hari hu maskir schus atzmo b'tfilaso, but he feels a little accomplished in his tfila, and that actually degrades his tfila a little bit, lowers his tfila a little bit. V'zeu sh'amar akasa v'yaso lo Hashem derech tfilas Yitzchak niskabla v'atam ki akara hi ki Rivka b'shasha espal ibnei Hashem haisa ikar b'kashta sh'iskabla tfilaso b'schus hey hi atzma. In other words, it was her. She felt proud of what she accomplished. But what he does, it's so beautiful what he does. Because whether you're the tzaddik ben tzaddik, or whether you're the tzaddik ben rasha, he makes everyone feel good. In other words, the tzaddik ben tzaddik, why is his tefillah heard? Because he's brokenhearted. He sits there in davening, he's like, I'm worthless. I have nothing. I've accomplished nothing. I've achieved nothing. I'm simply riding the coattails of my ancestors. And so, but because he's so brokenhearted, that actually makes his tefillah more accepted. The tzaddik ben rasha, the reason why his tefillah is not accepted is actually a good thing. It's what makes him on a higher madriga, makes him on a higher level. Because he sits there and davening and he's like, you know what? I'm darn proud of what I've accomplished. I've worked really hard for this and I've made changes and I've made sacrifices to my life. And I feel a little bit accomplished in my achievement. It's dafka, that greatness though, which in a weird way undermines the effectiveness of his tefillah. So it's a beautiful Hasidic pshat because it takes both sides and almost validates and elevates both sides of that understanding. So that's a Hasidic take on our halachic sugya. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.